You are tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is Community In Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and I am glad to welcome back into the studio Executive Director for Rise Up Recovery here in Hastings, Tiffany Newharth. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning, Mike.
And Tiffany has brought along with her Hope Anderson of Leave No Doubt, and we're going to be talking with Hope a little bit about a marathon that is coming up that two of the participants will be running in for Rise Up. Hope, welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. And like I tell people when we get started, this is about a 19-minute interview, and we'll be done in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, goes so fast.
Yeah.
So I'd like to start with the marathon. Leave No Doubt is running a marathon, and two of the participants will be participating on behalf of Rise Up Recovery. Mm-hmm. I'd like to start with Hope today and have her explain what's going on and how people can get involved and support.
Yeah, so Leave No Doubt is a nonprofit Christian apologetics group started by my dad and a couple other friends. Most of us are, we just meet every week anyway to really learn and grow, but we're really all about helping people understand why they believe what they believe so that they can defend their faith. A lot of what we do is partnering with other organizations like Rise Up Recovery. It's the first time we've ever partnered with like a local smaller charity that we actually can get to know the people, so it's been really fun. But we usually do that, and then we'll do something like run a marathon. A couple years ago, we actually drove around the 494, 694 loop for 48 hours straight.
Oh. You're the ones going 30 miles in the water.
Yep. So that was really fun. We did that for a different organization.
Sure.
But this time, my husband, Eric, and our friend, Jeff, potentially also my dad, Terry, they will be running the Twin Cities Marathon on October 1st. So it's coming up pretty fast.
Sure.
And I believe Chad has put the donation link on Rise Up Recovery's website. Mm-hmm. But all the funds that we raise for that are going to be going towards helping out with Providence House. And I'm sure Tiffany could go into like what they're going to use the funds for. But yeah, that's basically what we're doing.
Sure. And Leave No Doubt, is that local here to Hastings? Are you a statewide organization? Tell me a little bit about your organization.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't really have like a specific like headquarters.
Sure.
We, like my dad always says, we take nonprofit pretty seriously. We have no money. we give it all. Yeah. We usually give it all away, and we cover all of the costs for most of the things we do. But we will either meet in Woodbury, sometimes Hastings, and then sometimes like Burnsville, you know, like just in the Twin Cities mostly.
So you're kind of a drifting group of people.
Yeah.
Working on apologetics, helping people learn why they believe what they believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that is great for all believers because then it gives them more tools to discuss their faith in the public square, which is important in days like they are today.
Yes.
It just being able to defend, well, not so much defend, but
I just have a like civil conversation
with
someone. Just be able to say like, I actually know, I have reasons for why I believe what I believe, and not just, I just heard it in church
or the Bible grew up with it.
That's
the big one.
That's what happens when people, they kind of get raised in the church, and then they go out into the world, and people say, why do you believe that? And they, I don't know.
Because my parents believe
it. So our goal is to kind of help parents and kids, like, know, like, all right, this is why I believe what I believe, or this teach their kids, like, this is why you should believe this. This is all the evidence for it.
Yep.
So it's been a fun journey.
I'll bet.
So.
And probably not an easy one, because that's not a popular topic these days. So we'll put you on the prayer list. How's that?
Awesome. That'd be amazing. For sure.
So, Tiffany, we got these fine people running in support of Rise Up Recovery at this marathon. What does Rise Up Recovery plan to do with any of the proceeds that might come from that?
Yeah, I mean, so first of all, we're so honored that they chose to partner with us. Like, I mean,
how'd you guys get hooked up?
So a couple of these crazy cats go to our church.
Well, there's your first mistake, right?
And, no, but here's the fun part. If you knew them, if you know them, you would know that running a marathon is not like something in their everyday sort of activities, yeah, right? So this is a huge commitment and stretch and like big, I mean, it's a big sacrifice for them, you know?
Sure.
So again, we're just, it's been fun to watch their journey of training and injury and
no injuries,
and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's like, it's going to make me weep, but just for us knowing that we have that kind of support behind the mission that God has given us is one of those things that helps us press on when times get tough. You know?
Right. And, she did talk about, you did talk about proceeds from raising funds from this marathon. Are you going to use that for Providence House, or are there other areas that it might go?
Yep, nope. So it's going to go, it's going to go to Providence House. Yeah. Okay. And, you know, so some of what we'll see, the majority of it will be Providence House. Some of it, depending upon who kind of steps up to help us with the lower level of the new women's house, which we can talk about in a bit.
Yep.
We may use some of that to help furnish the lower level of the women and children home. But we're hoping that, again, the community, who's always been so faithful to step up and support us, will donate a lot of that. Mm-hmm. So the goal is to get Providence House paid off as soon as possible.
And what's the goal on that? What's the dollar amount to get that, if you don't mind sharing?
No, that's fine. So it's about $450,000.
Wow.
Right? And so our payments will be starting this right before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, this is my big, bold, audacious prayer to a big, bold, capable God, has been that we would have it paid off before we ever need to make a single payment.
Wow. Oh my
gosh. So I know that's a big, huge thing.
Go big or go home, right?
Anybody who's followed Rise Up in our journey would say, oh, I wouldn't be surprised if God does that.
Sure.
So that's our prayer, and we'll see, you know, and if God's got plans and we trust him with it, so.
And some of those costs too, it's not just a mortgage of $450,000 you're working on, you're also paying off all the utility work to upgrade that facility to ADA standards and current fire protection standards. Correct. There was a lot of work that went on there. A lot.
Yep. A solid 100,000.
Yep. Mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned it here just a little bit ago, but you also moved an operation from Lakeville into Hastings, a residence for women that you had been working over in Lakeville called Hope House, which is now in Hastings. Let me know how that went.
Woohoo! That has been...
That well, huh?
Yes. Well, yeah, the move, it did. It went really well. Again, we had, imagine this, the perfect number of trailers and trucks. Honestly, perfect number. Perfect number of manpower to come and help. We were at the new house before noon. So totally packed up and moved over to the new house by noon. And I think we ended up having to clean the whole new house. That was a whole other story. That was probably the one mishap that had happened, kind of crossover between exit and entrance.
Sure.
And the ladies were moved in and bed set up and all that kind of stuff by 4 p.m.
Wow.
That Friday. So it went really well. They're getting settled in. Almost all of them have jobs here in the community already, which is amazing. The people and the businesses that have stepped up. And
how many residents are there?
So there's 5 residents right now. Yep. So, yeah, and they're loving it.
And I understand the other renter in that property will be relocating soon, so you'll get that whole property for Hope House. That'll be a good thing. And what are the goals for Hope House moving forward?
Yeah, so the goal would be starting in November, probably mid-November, after we get all settled into the other unit, would be to have women and children in that unit. So that would look like a couple of women and children up to the age of 10 living with them. So that's going to be a huge need met and barrier for a lot of women who want help and want support but can't take their kids with them.
And the eligibility requirements for residents there is kind of the same as Providence House for the guys. People may be transitioning out of recovery and getting back into society.
Yeah, and so for the women, they have to be stabilized in their recovery.
Sure.
So there's no pre-treatment piece to that. So it would be all post-treatment. They've got to be stabilized for at least 30 days sober, you know, all that kind of thing. And then they'll qualify potentially for the housing piece.
Okay.
So that's a little bit different than some of Providence House, but.
Sure. And one of the things, well, a lot of the things that you do over at Rise Up also are in support of these programs. Recently, down at Levy Park at the Rotary Pavilion, you had just some excellent barbecue. You had a barbecue thing recently.
Yeah, it was really good.
I did stop in and get a plateful, and let me know how that turned out.
So, fun fact.
Okay.
The guys who barbecued that meat, who smoked that meat, are the same ones that are running the marathon.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you guys like the meat, consider donating.
Right.
These are the guys who are also running, which is cool. Mm-hmm. We had over 800, I mean, and this is on the very conservative number, over 800 people come through.
Wow.
Because we had enough pulled pork for 700, and that was gone. We ran out of food again. We did.
That's a good problem to have.
It is. We had over 250 brats completely gone, and over 250 hot dogs all gone.
Mm-hmm. It makes it easier for cleanup.
So, right, it does. That's true. So, a ton of food we went through, great music, amazing testimonies.
Yep.
The kids had a blast with games. We gave away every single prize we had, which was so fun.
Yep.
And the overall response from the community was, this was a blast. You guys need to do this more.
Well,
it's like every year. Yep. So, and we have other fun events, right, across the street, usually every month. Not that big on that big a scale, but nonetheless, the same spirit is behind it. So,
And I like the idea of the Monday morning art group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get together and just, are you still doing the Diamond Point stuff, or have you moved on to something new with that?
So I keep pushing them to move on to something new. We have purchased journals, like these really cool kind of blank journals that people can collage or paint or color, that kind of thing, so they can decorate their journal and then have a journal that they use. Yeah, so I'm trying to
journaling is highly recommended by mental health experts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't journal. And I need a mental health expert.
I know where you can find one of those.
I don't have to go far to find one.
Right.
But probably not the best setup, I guess. I don't know. She does well. She does very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are also any number of activities during the week over at Rise Up. There's a one of my favorite titled one is Godly Men and an Ungodly Hour on Friday morning.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 5:30 a.m. Bible study.
Yes. And all of that can be found on riseuprecoverymn.com.
Mm-hmm.
But the barbecue is one method by which you do some fundraising and some community outreach. One of your bigger events, though, is coming up early in November, I understand, and that's your annual banquet.
Yes.
Going to be out at Almquist Farm, and tell me about that.
Yeah, so this will be our third annual fundraising banquet, and this is our big fundraiser of the year. This is like the one big thing we do. Again, we just love our pulled pork, you guys. We do. So we'll have dinner from Meatheads, which
they did last year.
Yeah, and here's the truth about our banquet. Everybody's comment on the banquet is the food was the best part.
No.
I think we need to amp up our programming a bit, but nonetheless, there will be phenomenal food, and we do have some fun plans this year for programming. I think that anybody who comes is going to leave feeling inspired and full of hope.
It happened last year.
Yes, and this year, the cool thing is last year, it was a lot of vision casting for Providence House.
Mm-hmm.
This year, you're going to see the fruit of that. Oh. You're going to hear testimonies from men whose lives and families are transformed because of the work that's being done down there.
Mm. Sure.
So if any of you folks in the community have had even just a slight interest or investment, even just through prayer or positive thinking or donating of items, I really encourage you to attend this evening, which is Thursday, November 2nd at 6:30 at Almquist Farms.
Mm-hmm.
And there's early bird tickets on sale right now through the end of September. So you can go on our website and buy those early bird tickets. Come and see really who we are and what we're up to and our heart behind the mission of Rise Up.
And I had the opportunity to attend last year's banquet, and the testimony segment of it was very touching. I'm going to gush on you a little bit, the story that you presented and had that EMT there. very inspiring. Mm. It is just wonderful to see how the Lord works through those circumstances. And I think my favorite part of that whole testimony is how you contacted the authorities on yourself and then wouldn't let them in the apartment for 45 minutes.
Right. Yep.
And look where the start of that road has brought you. It's not been easy. It's not always been fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see a light in your being, mm-hmm. if you want to get all new agey like that. But there's a light in your being. Your eyes are pure. And you have a good thing going there, mm-hmm. helping other people find what you have discovered.
Thanks, Mike. You know, it's interesting. This weekend, I get to do something cool at a women's retreat. and it's kind of a testimony thing, right? But it's just written on a piece mm-hmm. of cardboard. And it's basically your before and after Christ. And my before is going to say, and here's just a spoiler alert, but my before is going to be, it's going to say crazy addict, right? Or crazy mm-hmm. junkie, something like that.
Sure.
Which we don't like those stigma words, but it's just, that's how
I live. It is. That's what it is, yeah.
And the reverse is redeemed masterpiece. Because that's what I am now,
yeah.
right? In God's
yeah.
hands and mm-hmm. his good redemptive work, I'm his masterpiece, and mm-hmm. no credit to me, all credit to him. But that's what he
sure.
does, and
yeah.
he's no respecter of persons, so he can do it for you too.
All right, Hope, we are just about out of time, but is there any way that people who would like to learn more about Leave No Doubt, how can they get hope? How can they get in touch with the organization?
Yeah, so the best way is through either Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. So if you just search Leave No Doubt on YouTube, and then you like filter it to say pages, it's a lot easier to find, because otherwise okay. a lot of random videos come up from
sure.
movies. It's a common phrase in movies, so it's harder to find. But if you search it on YouTube, we have a lot of marathon update videos. Some
okay.
of them we try to be funny, but also like, you know, a little bit entertaining to get people more interested in it. And Chad also put on Rise Up Recovery's website the link to the donor page for the marathon. So
mm-hmm.
if you want to support us that way, that is most appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's basically it. Facebook
okay.
and Instagram and YouTube. We do have a website, but it needs to be updated.
Okay.
So.
All right. So on Facebook, look for Leave No Doubt and probably put Woodbury on it or
Minnesota.
Leave No
yeah.
Doubt, Minnesota. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, Tiffany, if people have questions or concerns or if they need the help that your organization can provide, how can they find you?
Yep, you can walk right across the street from KDWA and come in during business hours. You can call us, 651-319-0122, or our website, again, is riseuprecoverymn.com.
Great. Thank you very much. I would like to thank my guests, Hope Anderson of Leave No Doubt. Hope, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And Tiffany Newhart, the Executive Director of Rise Up Recovery here in Hastings. Thank you, Tiffany.
Thanks, Mike.
You are tuned to Community In-Depth on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7.